This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 271 and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Today, our topic is Mother's Day gifts and what mom really wants. I have to tell you that I've had some exhausting Mother's Days when my children were little. I was sleep deprived, and I'm just one of those that doesn't do well with less than 4 hours of sleep. I just can't survive, and I can't feel productive, and no matter what, I tend to crash. So I remember falling asleep even while nursing my baby in the middle of the day. But when baby number two came along, and my children were exactly 2 years apart, number one was a little wild man, and he would keep me up during the day, so no worries about falling asleep. But my second child slept pretty poorly, and she finally slept all night when she was four. And let me just say that, I remember those sleep-deprived days and just barely being able to function, let alone dealing with all the ups and downs of motherhood. And then, you know, Mother's Day comes along and it's pretty much hit or miss. My husband's family kind of downplayed a lot of the events, and it was just not something that, you know, he didn't really know what to do with. So along came baby number three, four, and five in a larger home, and guess what? Our home turned into Party Central, and all of the family came to my house for Mother's Day dinner, and somehow my day turned into frustration for all. The kids and my husband had to help clean up, I had to cook, and everything had to be perfect when the first mom came. And finally, I learned that I needed to step in and pretty much reclaim my Mother's Day. First of all, I had to think about what I really wanted. And secondly, I had to, think about whether or not I wanted to go out for a costly meal or if I really wanted a gift. And I didn't want to stress my husband and my kids wondering, you know, what does she really want for Mother's Day? And truthfully, what moms want most is to be loved and appreciated, and that's the bottom line. We don't need lavish gifts and hugs and I love you and mom, you are the best, go a long way to this mom's heart. And so I decided that I really needed to help my family out. So Mother's Day gift selection for me from my family was just not working at that point. After years of costly presents, because then my husband decided he just needed to throw money at the problem, and presents that didn't fit our household or items I didn't want. And the worst was costly flower bouquets ordered by, you know, and delivered by the florist. And have you seen how much those things cost? Well, enough said. I needed to cut back financially and it was getting out of hand. And it all came to a head when the following event happened. So one Mother's Day after church and breakfast, my husband decided to take the three younger kids fishing. And I thought, oh, how nice. You know, I'm going to have a little bit of time to myself. And our subdivision has like a bunch of little ponds and some drainage ditches or streams, if you want to call them that. And there's a ton of fish. So he was doing this, you know, out of the kindness of his heart. And so there I was with my feet propped up enjoying my day. And my older son came home. And I knew something was up. And then later I learned from the little kids, and you just gotta love little kids. They just can't keep their mouths shut, right? And they were like really excited because my husband walked in with some flowers, and I thought, okay, good. He went to buy them. They can't be that expensive. You know, he got something locally. And, you know, and then the kids were like, mommy, guess what? Dad called up Neil and told him to bring us flowers. Isn't that great? And happy Mother's Day. And they gave me a hug and everything. So, so much for secrets. And, you know, I had the flowers delivered, but, you know, my husband called my son, because he didn't want to come home empty-handed and he didn't want to take the three little ones to go get flowers. So we talked about it and I, you know, basically said, you don't really have to get me anything. And, you know, we were having the same discussion this year. So, you know, one of the things that I always told the little kids was, you know, just make me a card and write something because this is something I can keep through the years. But they always think they have to buy something. So for my own sanity, I decided that I was going to come up with these rules. And this was for the times when I was entertaining. And the first is that if I was going to cook, I was going to simplify. So I was going to do things like a baked ham, which is one of my least favorite meals, but everyone else in my family absolutely loves it. And it's very easy to make. And I could buy scalloped potatoes or make mashed potatoes or buy frozen mashed potatoes or whatever. You know, use frozen or canned veggies and a prepared salad. And that was a super easy meal. And I have to tell you, I had to come a long way because I'm into making everything from scratch. Like I don't buy store-bought cookies. So it was really difficult for me. But I decided on this one day, I could kick back a little bit. And this was a very easy way to do it. The second was doing a potluck because everyone loves to show off a special recipe. For example, my mother-in-law made the best pies ever. My parents made the best lasagna ever. So it was a win-win. My parents could bring lasagna and my mother-in-law could bake a pie and I could have, you know, everything in between. So we assigned different entrees or sides or desserts to everyone and then everyone helped with the meal and it worked out really, really well. Number three in my list of Mother's Day sanity tips was the use of paper products. While I tried to use, you know, paper products sparingly, I figured the trees could survive another day and one day was not going to, you know, end all day. So that was one of my, you know, saving graces there. And then number four was flowers. So if my husband saw that I bought flowers, and again, I bought them locally and at a discount, and I love to make my own arrangements, so he knew not to buy flowers because I already had some, right? So a great hint, if you've never made fresh flower arrangements or you think you're not very good at it, is to use all of one color in baby's breath. And if you do that with little arrangements, I promise you, you cannot mess up. They're super pretty. And number five, do something for you. If this is a 15-minute uninterrupted shower or soak in the tub or a manicure or a book you want to read, just figure that sometime that Mother's Day week, you're going to do that and just take a little bit of a break. And the reason I only said 15 minutes is because I know in the days of little ones that if I had 15 minutes to myself, I would think that was like, you know, 2 hours. So I've learned from the 38 years of being a mom that many times your family wants you to have the perfect day because they really do love and appreciate you. They just need some help. And being proactive goes a long way to making your day wonderful. So my favorite Mother's Day gift was going out to church and then out to the beach to one of our favorite casual restaurants. And the reason I loved going for Mother's Day was because none of the kids, well, I take that back. Out of five children, the only two who like going to the beach are my two girls. And I have two girls and three boys. But one of the things they did like was this restaurant. It was a pizza restaurant. It had a, you know, a very large menu. Plus, the beach was right there. So it was a win-win. And now that my kids are older, the boys may drive with us when we go. And then after eating, they'll just go home. So I still had to prep for evening meals when everyone still lived here. And so You know, everyone's kind of moved on now, so it's a little bit different for Mother's Day. But we'd get home and we had it all planned out. The kids would vacuum out my car and then I would go start the meal when everyone was coming over. So I still was able to squeak in some time to do something I wanted to do. And I think sometimes we get to the point where we don't really need, quote unquote, to do anything. We're happy in our lives and we're just blessed and thankful for all that God has given us. But I do think that just showing our children by the fact that, you know, they're doing something for someone else is very important. So while I don't really buy into secularization of Mother's Day, I do believe that it is a wonderful way for the children to share their hearts with their moms and allow them to see the value of giving. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you the top 5 Mother's Day ideas for gifts. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dear to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10 and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today we are discussing Mother's Day gifts and some of the best Mother's Day gift ideas. And as I shared earlier, I had some sanity tips that have really helped me, and I hope that you're able to benefit from those as well. If you want the show notes for today's episode, visit VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Look for the podcast Mother's Day Gifts, and this is episode 271. All right, so Mother's Day gift ideas number one are gift subscriptions. There are so many subscriptions out there that I look at that I will not buy for myself, although I have never told my family about these. Maybe you can one-up me on these and tell your family about them. The first one I've wanted to try is Audible. That looks so much fun, and it is a but like books on tape, but it is a streaming so that you can listen to it on your phone or on a computer at home. And I would have used that, I think, more when I was still homeschooling. I'm graduating my last one this year. So there may be some books that you could use as a homeschool mom. Do you see how I just turned a Mother's Day gift into something we can use within the home and the homeschooling? I'm sorry, I'm just so wired that way. But yeah, that's one that I would like to try. Another is Kindle Unlimited, or if there's another e-reader subscription out there, I'm not really aware of it. But that's one that allows you to borrow books. So you can borrow a book. And I know my own books are available on Kindle Unlimited, like my book, A Few Minutes with God. And I believe The Truth Seekers are, I'm not positive. Those are novels that I've written because I know that they were at one time. Another is a streaming movie channel like the Hallmark Channel. I know my son told me I need to stop watching the Hallmark Channel, but I think I like it because it's very clean. There are no scenes that I'm going to cringe at and or turn off the channel, and I think that the commercials for the most part are, you know, pretty mild from some of the channels that are just not, you know, acceptable in our home. So I think people are moving more to streaming as well. And also streaming radio channels. So I had to bring my car in and I got a loaner car that was, you know, really decked out. And one of the things they had was that Sirius, it had a streaming radio where you could listen to uninterrupted radio. And it was really cool. So that might be something, my car doesn't have it. But something that you might want to get. And then also, there are a lot of streaming apps for a channel that you might watch or a show. So that would be something I would suggest as well. Sometimes my kids will give me movies, and this is something my older son does. And if he hears that I like a particular movie, he'll get me that. And he's also gotten me books that are based on a movie that I might like. Sometimes those fall flat, so it's kind of hit and miss in that area. And again, it's really difficult for kids to buy books sometimes, I think. My son one time, and this is my oldest one, who seems to have a knack for buying gifts. And he bought me a book one time on searching the world for the favorite meal. And it was this worldwide search. And he says the reason I love the book was because the Mediterranean diet, because my family's from Italy, was the one that ranked the highest for health, for family oriented, for a lot of different things, freshness. I mean, this guy was like a renowned chef and had all of these, you know, parameters that he used for that. But it was, you know, my son knew I liked to cook and he knew that I was interested in food. So, you know, those kinds of things are really high on mom's list often. Number two is kind of my favorite, and that's coupons from the kids. So my kids would give me coupons for neck massages. One time it was hysterical. One gave me a chore upgrade coupon. And so what that meant was, you know, I could choose to upgrade it. So for example, if, you know, one of their chores was to make beds, I could upgrade it to helping a younger sibling make a bed or helping me to make a bed or making my bed for me. I thought that was hysterical that, you know, I got the upgrade coupon. Another is car washes, one of my favorite things. Second one is vacuuming out our car. It seems that our cars could get so dirty. My sister-in-law implemented the no eating in her car. And her car is, I want to say it's like 10 years old and it looks brand new. And I think that is probably one of the best rules ever. And we try not to eat in my car, but sometimes it's difficult. Number three, and this is what I'm asking for this year, are some flower bushes. My husband planted some rose bushes, and between the hurricane and like we're in the middle of a drought right now, our front yard looks like it needs some work, and it rained a lot yesterday, so thank you, Lord, for the rain. But rose bushes are awesome, and also getting flowers planted. Now, that's one of the gifts that my son gives me around Christmas time, is he'll buy poinsettias on Black Friday, and they're like less than 99 cents each at one of our local stores. He knows that they have that every year. He has a pickup truck, and he'll go at 6 a.m. and, you know, get 30 of the plants and have them out there and will plant them for me. And I love it because the whole month of December, my yard looks like, you know, Christmas. It's really beautiful. And the amazing thing is some of those poinsettias are still alive now. So I know annuals are really hard to plant because you're not going to have them that long. But living in Florida, thankfully, sometimes, you know, stuff lasts longer. And even just getting mulch put in. One year for Mother's Day, I got a huge truckload of dirt. And I remember the guy coming to deliver it to my house. And he was kind of laughing at me. And he goes, "Hey, lady, if I give you my wife's number, will you talk to her and tell her that you're getting dirt for Mother's Day?" Because when he came to deliver it, I told him I was so excited. Well, it was a side portion of our driveway has asphalt on it. And right beside it turned into this big mud pit. And that's where people would park their cars or when we needed access to getting out, because my driveway is so long, unless you're really good at backing up and you don't want to drive into the pond in the front of the yard or hit a tree, that's where people would turn around. So not only did this dirt get brought in, but my husband also had a truckload of stones brought in afterwards, and that was expensive. And I told him if he could do that, I would be so thrilled, and I would love that for Mother's Day. So he did. He had that delivered, and to this day, that area is still good. And that was back in 2005, and I'm recording this in 2018. So a lot of times these Mother Day gifts, you know, can last forever, and they're so much better than anything else that, you know, for me anyway. And then another is having trees planted. There are certain trees in my yard that I got as gifts, and they're just gorgeous. And so that's another thing. I'm not big on household gifts. Like, I don't want a knife and I don't want an appliance. And maybe you're different and you want that Instapot or whatever. But I like household items done. And this could be part of the coupon for the kids. But I just added this as a separate category because for me, I've told my husband this, you know, emptying the trash every day because our boys are now older and they're not always home. And my daughter's gone to college and one's married. So, you know, our dynamics have changed quite a bit. But emptying the trash every day is like giving me flowers. I love to open our trash bin. Mine is recessed. It looks like a piece of cabinet. So you pull it out and there's the trash. And half the time, you know, you can't put any more trash in it. And I'm the one who's having to pull out that heavy container and empty it. And so I told him, I said, emptying it every day is like giving me flowers. And so he's done that for me. And then every once in a while, having professionals come in, I will have that done every once in a while just to get to some of the heavy cleaning. Like, I have all of my floors and my bathrooms done. So that's it. You know, I can handle the dusting and things like that. So you can just pick out certain things that won't break the bank, you know, or even having your windows cleaned. So things like that. And then number five, I left to last because some mommies out there, maybe techie mommies, I tend to be. So one of the things that I got as a gift, my daughter found this name brand sleeve for another computer, but it fits my little laptop. I have a 13-inch laptop and it fits it perfectly. And she got it for less than $20, and I saw them online for $45. But it's really nice because it's leather, and my little laptop will slide right in. Or a new phone case. This is something my husband's getting. My husband can ruin phone cases, not for Mother's Day, but for Father's Day. An e-reader is another one that is awesome. And one of those to-go battery chargers for your phone, because now with all of the things that are going on, I know that somehow with some update, the cloud was enacted in my phone, and all of a sudden my battery drainage, you know, went crazy. And then I realized by checking the apps that some of them were uploading to a cloud where I did not want them to be. So just check that. But I know that my kids swear by the battery chargers, and they're not very expensive. And that's a fun thing. But most of all, moms, relax, have fun, enjoy your day. And even though we want to say, you know, we don't really need anything and we're just happy and blessed with our family, every once in a while, allowing your children to bless you is important. And I want to end with a little story. One time, this I've come a long way, so I may have maybe should have started with this story, but I'm going to end with it. I have a really, really hard time accepting gifts. And I am want to bake you cookies. And that's my love language is giving. And so receiving was very, very difficult for me until my pastor and I were talking about it. And he was saying, you know, It's a form of pride not to allow others to bless you because you're the one who's always wanting to bless and you're not allowing others to bless you. And that really opened my eyes and changed my entire outlook on accepting things that my family would give me. And as you can see, you know, most of the things on here are not very expensive. And I know with budgets and everything, you have to look to see what is, you know, within your budget. But even the coupons, that costs nothing that your kids can do. So allowing them to bless you is important. And I had to learn that the hard way. And I'm thankful now that the Lord has opened my eyes to that. And I hope He does the same with you. God bless everyone. Take care. And thanks so much for tuning in to Vintage Homeschool Moms. And please follow us on iTunes, on Google Play, or on your favorite app and give us a star rating. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.